You're listening to WNC FM College Park. I'm Izzy, and welcome to Back Porch, the show where I play folk music and talk about it every Wednesday at noon. I'm going to play a quick PSA, and then we're going to get right into the music.
No one man should have all that culture, but this club can, you know we got the most, FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA at UMD.com.
Hope you enjoyed our usual PSA there. Before we get into the music, quick plug of the Instagram. It's going to be at WNC.backporch. I post show themes there ahead of times. And I also post the playlist for each week. So if any of that interests you, feel free to check out the Instagram once again at WMUC.backporch. So today, today's theme, which you would know if you followed the Instagram, is mildly creepy country music. Today is so beautiful outside. It's like the first real fall weather we've gotten. And so I was feeling inspired because of that to do something a little like spooky, a little Halloween-y, because it's the first day of October today. So that's basically the inspiration behind the theme. And I really like the songs I picked out, even though I'm not going to lie to you guys, this playlist was more on the last minute side. I usually like to have the shows kind of planned out at least a few days in advance. This one wasn't. But the playlist is pretty solid in my opinion. So first three I've got for you guys today. It's going to be Psycho, the Eddie Nowak version, Ghost Trains by Hank Snow, and then 1 Mile East of Hazel Green by Randy Waller. Enjoy those three.
Mary fry some fish, mama, I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, mama, you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head's killing me. I seen my ex last night, mama, at a dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. Don't you think I'm psycho, mama? You can pour me a cup. If you think I'm psycho, mama, better let them lock me up. Don't hand the dog to me, mama, I might squeeze him too tight. And I'm as nervous as can be, mama, but let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, mama, standing right by his bed, with my hands near his throat, mama, wishing both of us was dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? You better let 'em lock me up. You know the little girl next door, mama? I think her name is Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, mama. Why, I just seen her in the park. She was sitting on a bench, mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, mama, then my mind walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Mama, mama, why don't you get up? Say something to me, mama. Mama, why don't you get up?
It was early in the fall and the blowing up the squall. From the terrace you could hear the weirdest moans. With a mighty lonesome cry came a whistle from the sky, and it chilled the very marrow in my bones. Then a loud rushing roar like you never heard before turned the blood to icy water in my veins. As I watched with rising fear, something strange was drawing near, and I saw in the clouds ghost trains.
Ghost trains, ghost trains, what a beautiful sight.
The cannonball and number nine were racing through the night. Just as they passed me by, I heard the engineer cry, give her coal, give her coal, shovel it on. You could see the fireman grinning in the winning, but I knew before the finish they'd be gone.
I knew before the finish they'd be gone.
You could see the drivers roll as they shovel on the coal, and the black smoke came pouring from the stacks. As they thundered through the sky, I am here to testify, you could hear the wheels a-clicking on the tracks. Through the smoke and the steam, you could see the headlights gleam. Now I have no proof, but still the fact remains. You may doubt it, but I swear there was cinders in my hair when I saw in the clouds ghost trains.
Ghost trains, ghost trains, what a beautiful sight.
The cannonball and number nine were racing through the night. Just as they passed me by, I heard the engine it cry, give her coal, give her coal, shovel it on. You could see the fireman grinning in the engine that was winning. As I watched, I saw them fade into the dawn.
Standing in a sea of cotton, not far from the place called Hazel Green, where a story of murder has never been forgotten. Wild woods don't grow and birds don't sing. There once stood a grand old Annabella mansion, built before the clash of blue and gray, where lived a fair and beautiful young maiden with flaming red hair and evil ways. Six times she was wed at the altar of God. On her hands she wore six golden rings. Now six lonely men lie deep beneath the sod, 1 mile east of Hazel Green. She married a banker, a lawyer, and a planter. All three became ill and soon died. The young widow wed again 3 more times to wealthy men, who also fell prey and lost their lives. Upon each husband's death, as she witnessed their last breath, with cold words she sent for her sad slave, who in the dead of night, underneath their candlelight, were forced to dig another unmarked grave. 6 times she was wed at the altar of God. On her hands she wore 6 golden rings. Now 6 lonely men lie deep beneath the sod, 1 mile east of Hazel Green. Claimed murder against her, but offered not 1 ounce of proof. And so she slipped away to Mississippi, they say, with a wagon load of slaves and the truth. Now time has concealed that old Aunt Bella mansion. The graves were lost within entangled vines. They say 6 ghosts walk that old plantation, searching for their fair but evil bride. 6 times she was wed at the altar of God. On her hands she wore 6 golden rings. Now 6 lonely men lie deep beneath the sod, 1 mile east of Hazel Green. 1 mile east of Hazel Green. Just 1 mile east of Hazel Green.
You were just listening to 1 Mile East of Hazel Green by Randy Waller. Before that was Ghost Trains by Hank Snow, and before that was Psycho by Eddie Nowak. Hope you enjoyed those three. All very good songs. Next three are Trouble is a Lonesome Town by Lee Hazelwood, The Angel of Death by Hank Williams and the Drifting Cowboys, and I've Just Destroyed the World by Willie Nelson. Enjoy.
It's little and it's lonesome. You won't find it on any map. But you can take 3 steps in any direction, and you're there. It's a place to be born, and it's a place to live, and it's a place to die and be forgotten. It's a town called Trouble, and Trouble is a lonesome town.
Lord, I'd like to leave this town. Lord, I'd like to leave this town. But I guess I'll hang around. Trouble is
trouble is where I was born.
In the great book of John, you're warned of the day when you'll be laid beneath the cold clay. The angel of death will come from the sky and claim your poor soul when the time comes to die. When the angel of death comes down after you, can you smile and say that you have been true? Can you truthfully say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death? When the lights all grow dim and the dark shadows creep, and then your loved ones are gathered to can you face them and say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death? When the angel of death comes down after you, can you smile and say that you have been true? Can you truthfully say with your dying breath that you're ready to meet the angel of death?
The sun just went behind the clouds. There's darkness all around me now. I've just destroyed the world. I'm living in. I broke her heart so many times, and now I've finally broken mine, and I've just destroyed the world I'm living in. What made me think that I could go on hurting her? I should have known there had to be an end. But schools of love are taught by fate. We never learn till it's too late. And I've just destroyed the world I am living in.
You were just listening to I've Just Destroyed the World by Willie Nelson. Before that was The Angel of Death by Hank Williams and the Drifting Cowboys. And before that was Troubles, A Lonesome Town by Lee Hazelwood. Hope you enjoyed those three. Next three, we've got our Oh Death by Doc Boggs, and then Blood on the Saddle by Tex Ritter, and then Satan Is Real by the Lovin' Brothers. Enjoy.
What is this that I can see with eyes and taking hold on me? I am death and none can excel. I'll open the door to heaven or hell. Oh, death, can't you spare me over till another year? Oh, death, oh, death, please spare me over till another year. Oh, death, someone would pray, couldn't you call some other day? Children's prayed, the preachers preach, time mercy is out of your reach. I'll fix your feet so you can't walk, I'll lock your jaw so you can't talk. Close your eyes so you can't see, this very air come go with me. Death I come, take the soul, leave the body and leave it cold. Drop the flesh off of the frame, the earth and worm both have a claim. Oh, death, oh, death, can't you spare me over till another year? Oh, death, oh, death, please spare me over till another year. Mother, come to my bed, place cold towel upon my head. My head is warm, my feet is cold, death is moving up on my soul. Oh, death, how you treating me? You close my eyes so I can't see. You're hurting my body, you make me cold, you rule my life right out of my soul. Oh, death, can't you spare me over till another year? Oh, death, oh, death, please spare me over till another year. Oh, death, please sit at my age, please don't take me at this stage. My wealth is all at your command, if you will move your icy hand. Old, young, the rich or poor, all alike with me, you know. No wealth, no land, no silver, no gold, nothing satisfied me but your soul. Oh, death, oh, death, can't you spare me over till another year?
Please spare me over till another year. blood on the saddle and blood all around and a great big puddle of blood on the ground. A cowboy lay in it, all covered with gold, and he never will ride any broncos no more.
A warm breeze through the open windows brought in the smell of new-mown hay in a nearby field, and the singing of birds could be heard in the moment of silence as the preacher opened his Bible to read. And then a little old man stood up, bent with age, his hair thin and white, and said, "Preacher, tell them that Satan is real too. You can hear him in songs that give praise to idols and sinful things of this world. You can see him in the destruction of homes torn apart. I know that Satan is real, for once I had a happy home. I was loved and respected by my family. I was looked upon as a leader in my community. And then Satan came into my life. I grew selfish and unneighborly. My friends turned against me, and finally my home was broken apart. My children took their paths into a world of sin. Yes, preacher, it's sweet to know that God is real, and to know that in him all things are possible. And we know that heaven is a real place where joys shall never end. But sinner friend, if you're here today, Satan is real too, And hell is a real place, a place of everlasting punishment.
Satan is real, working in spirit. You can see him and hear him in this world every day. Satan is real, working with power. He can tempt you and lead you astray.
You were just listening to Satan is Real by the Louvin Brothers. Before that was Blood on the Saddle by Tex Ritter. And before that was Oh Death by Doc Boggs. Hope you're enjoying the music so far. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Back Porch. I'm Izzy. And today we're listening to mildly creepy country music in honor of fall and Halloween. Next three is going to be Run Skeleton Run by David Childers. Then Ghost Riders in the Sky by Marty Robbins. And then Keep Them Cold Icy Fingers Off of Me by the Stanley Brothers. Enjoy.
Sitting in my living room, telling many woes. His cold eyes blaze with anger. His beard is white as bone. His parents both were drunkards. They never told him thanks. They didn't come to meet him after he robbed his first bank. He had to fight to prove his name. Meant more than sorry drunk. He died so cold and sober. His corpse never stunk.
Run, skeleton, run. Get down from the mountain. Back into the graveyard. Run, skeleton, run. Crows down by the barn. Lights are on in the dairy farm. Shadows shrinking from the sun. Run, skeleton, run. Run, skeleton, run. Get down from the mountain. Back into the graveyard. Run, skeleton, run. Farmer's daughter saw you run past. Hit you with a shotgun blast. Get your breath for the skeleton laugh. Run, skeleton, run. Run, skeleton, run. Get down from the mountain. Back into the graveyard. Run, skeleton, run. Killed your wife out of jealousy. Judge and jury said first degree. Strung you up on a big old tree. Run, skeleton, run. Run, skeleton, run. Get down from the mountain. Back into the graveyard. Run, skeleton, run.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you get caught, they'll tie you up. Sell you off at the medical shop. Get back in the ground, don't be no fool. You wind up in the medical school. Run, skeleton, run. Get down from the mountain. Back into the graveyard. Run, skeleton, run. Yeah! Run! Skeleton, run. Run, run. From the mountain. Oh. Run, skeleton, run. Run, skeleton, run. Run, skeleton, run. Run.
Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo. Ghost riders in the sky. An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty bunch of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky. And up a cloudy draw. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo. Ghost riders in the sky. The brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Yippee-yi-yay. Their horns were black and shiny and the hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. He saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gone, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. Cause you gotta ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear the cry. Yippee-yi-yay, in the sky. As the riders went on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from ever riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your way today, or with it you will ride, trying to catch the devil's hook across the endless skies. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo. Ghost riders in the sky. Ghost riders in the sky.
Johnson was a feller that believed in ancient science. He used to dream about him when he went to bed at night. And when he'd dream about him, you could nearly always tell. He'd just throw back the cover and jump right out and yell, "Keep them cold icy fingers off of me. Keep them cold icy fingers off of me. I don't mind them naked bones, I can stand them holler groans, but keep them cold icy fingers off me." Bill went to see the doctor, had a misery in his chest. The doctor looked at Bill and said, "Take off that coat and vest." He started tapping on his ribs that gave Bill such a shock. He just grabbed that doctor's hand and said, "Now look a here, Doc, keep them cold icy fingers off of me. Keep them cold icy fingers off of me. You may cure my aches and ills with your powders and your pills, but keep them cold icy fingers off of me." Thank you. One night when Bill was passing a graveyard on the hill, something dressed in white jumped out and made a grab at Bill. Now Bill said, "You may catch me, but I'll make you do your best. Before we start to travel, let me make one last request. Keep them cold, icy fingers off of me. Keep them cold, icy fingers off of me. You may run me out of breath, you may scare me half to death, but keep them cold, icy fingers off of me."
You were just listening to Keep Them Cold Icy Fingers Off of Me by the Stanley Brothers. Before that was Ghost Riders in the Sky by Marty Robbins. And before that was Run Skeleton Run by David Childers. Hope you've been enjoying the music. I know I have. I'm sitting in the studio right now feeling actively cold, which that's the first time that's happened all semester so far. So Sarah's saying it's not cold. But Sarah's wearing pants, and I'm wearing shorts. So, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. But yeah, hope you've been enjoying the music. Hope you have a beautiful day today. Got three more songs for you guys. It's going to be The Cold Hard Facts of Life by Porter Wagoner, Lonesome Town by Ricky Nelson, and then Nebraska by Bruce Springsteen. All good songs. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like the playlist or you just want to keep up with the show, feel free to check us out on Instagram at wmc.backporch and enjoy the last three songs.
I got back in town a day before I'd planned to. I smiled and said, "I'll sure surprise my wife. I don't think I'll phone, I'll just head on home." For I didn't know the cold hard facts of life. I passed a little wine store on the corner. I pictured pink champagne by candlelight. I stopped the car right then, got out and hurried in, my mind not on the cold hard facts of life.
A stranger stood there laughing by the counter. He said, "I'll take two bottles of your best." Her husband's out of town and there's a party.
He winked as if to say, "You know the rest." I left the store two steps behind the stranger. From there to my house, his car stayed inside. But it wasn't till he turned into my drive that I learned I was witnessing the cold hard facts of life.
I drove around the block till I was dizzy.
Each time the noise came louder from within.
And then I saw our bottle there beside me.
And I drank a fifth of courage and walked in. Lord, you should have seen their frantic faces. They screamed and cried, "Please put away that knife. I guess I'll go to hell, or I'll rot here in this cell." But who taught who the cold hard facts of life?
Who taught who
the cold hard facts of life.
There's a place where lovers go to cry their troubles away, and they call it Lonesome Town, where the broken hearts stay. You can buy a dream or two to last you all through the years, and the only price you pay is a heart full of tears. Going down to Lonesome Town, where the broken hearts stay. Going down to Lonesome Town to cry my troubles away. In the town of broken dreams, the streets are filled with regret. Maybe down in Lonesome Town I can learn to forget. Maybe down in Lonesome Town I can learn to forget.
Storm, leather straps of
across my chest. Sure, if when the man pulls that sweet sir and snaps my poor head back, you make sure my pretty baby sitting right there on my lap.
Also, just added one more song. You'll probably recognize it. It's pretty popular, so I'm gonna leave it as a surprise. But it's after this one.
I'm fit to live. Said into that great void, my soul be heard. You want to know why I did what I did? Well, sir, I guess it's just a meanness in this world.
Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. The devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just found a mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, a picking out dough. Granny, will you
don't fight no child, no.
Listening to WMUC-FM College Park. But before we get into all the music, here's some quick words.
Did you know that the University of Maryland is one of the 50 fittest colleges in America? Our state-of-the-art Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Field House